Yud Dalet Adar Beis, 21st of March, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, Purim.
Frelich Purim, everyone. Excuse me. Frelich Purim, Am Yisrael, Purim, half of the fellow. We're going to say, according to what Chazal tell us in the Gemara, something major happened on Purim. That when they initially, in Har Sinai, Am Yisrael made a disclaimer in Matan Torah, and they said, Mikan Moido Rabba Lo Raisa, since the mountain was being held upon us like a barrel, so we have a disclaimer, and that disclaimer was removed on Purim. Hodol Kibru Abimei Chashverosh. Where is that brought out in any kind of mitzvah sayom of Purim? This is a major event, that we accepted the Torah willingly on Purim. Is there anything that we do today that shows that? Mishloach Manos, Matros Evinoyim, Kriyas Megillah, getting drunk. Does any of that show? Yeah, today we accepted the Torah willingly. And if none of the mitzvahs hayom show it, how could that be if such a major event occurred today and it's not manifested in any of the mitzvahs hayom? How do you understand that? So let's go now to another sugya, and let's see, it could be the answer to this question will be hidden. Because the whole idea of Purim is hidden. So maybe there won't be a clear answer on this. Okay, I'm making just a Purim joke, what do you say? Okay, is that right? I heard that they say, the chametz, you burn it, you eat it b'arba, toilin b'chamesh, on the fifth hour you don't eat, but you don't burn, b'sofim b'shesh. So it says toilin chamesh. So how come they were toilet 10 B'nai Haman? It's Esser. So today everything's charity. You know, matching. We do fine. They do fine. Okay. That's Yoytzes and Purim Torah. Okay, Rabbi says. So let's go a little bit into this Nakuda. Again, according to the Gemara, whatever we said no to in Maimon Har Sinai, we said yes to on Purim. As a Yadua that the Medrash Tanchuma and Pashas Noach says, the what did we say no to? But we said Nasa v'nishma. So the Medrash of Chuma, Kedua says that we accepted upon ourselves Torah Shabbat, but we did not accept upon ourselves Torah Shabbat. And on Purim, we already accepted upon ourselves even Torah Shabbat as well. Why did they want to accept Torah Shabbat in Har Sinai? Because it's hard, it's difficult. Let's try to understand it. Do you mean to say that the Jews in Matan Torah were tzedukim and karoim? They only accept Torah Shabbat. Could you say that in Dor HaMidbar, Dor HaDeah? Someone who takes only Torah Shabbat without Torah Shabbat Peh is a tzeduki. How do you say tzeduki in English?
Sadducee. A Sadducee.
Tzeduki, Bekitzer.
Yeah.
Okay? So does that mean Am Yisrael and Matan Torah were Chas V'Shalom, karoim and tzeduki? Of course not. So what does it mean they accept the Torah Shabbat without Torah Shabbat Peh? They're willing to accept Torah Shabbat Peh, but give me the bottom line. Kriyat Hodor means Esrog? Fine. Ukshatim Hosa Adecha means Tefillin? Okay, I have no problem with that. But I gotta schwitz and figure out this sugya on my own, that Amal and Yegiya, that's what they rejected. It has to be so, because it's impossible to understand one mitzvah of Torah Shabbat Ksav without Torah Shabbat Peh. There's not one mitzvah explained enough in Torah Shabbat Ksav that you could live with Torah Shabbat Ksav without Torah Shabbat Peh. Again, Hilchas Shechita. Where? What? How? Of course they are willing to accept Torah Shabbat Peh as well. But the bottom line, meaning they wanted the Kitzur Shchinuch. But Mishabruth, Biyar Halacha, that they don't want. That's already Yegiya. So, okay, so they're not Tzedukim, they're not Karaim. So they're lazy people? It's just laziness? What? They're saying no because we don't want to work hard? We want it given to us, it should be given to us in a silver platter? Obviously, you can't say that either, Asadur Adea. So what was it they said no to? And why did they say no to it? Elamai. Probably the reason that they said no to it is not because laziness, and not because the chasidim tzedukim. They were afraid. We got to discover the truth by ourselves. We got to toil and work hard to figure out if you're allowed to make an Erev in Manhattan or you're not allowed to make Erev in Manhattan. You know how much Erev I got to study to do that? Who says I'm going to get it right? It came from Yiras Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell us straight. That would be easiest. That I got to figure it out on my own. We prefer not to do it. We're afraid that maybe we won't get it right. Rabbi said, this is like one of the challenges in marriage, right? That our wives want us to figure out things on our own. And we say, tell me, I'll be happy to do it, but just tell me. And our wife says, no, if I got to tell you, it's a lot. We all have the same challenge. And Ma'ein says, Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're like the men. And Am Yisrael said, tell me. If I should figure out on my own what you want, I'm afraid I'm going to get it wrong. Uh-huh. So it really came from a good place that they said no. So what happened on Purim? Now they're not afraid anymore. On Purim somehow they lost that fear. After the Nes, what happened? So Abba said, the answer to this is the following. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, the Gemara asks, where was the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Shoah? Sounds like a Chiddush, am I saying that? The Gemara asks it. Where was the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Shoah? It's a very painful question, but just when anybody asks that question, it's of course a very important question, just tell them. The Gemara asks it. In Maseches Yuma, the Samach Tesamun Beis. How is it possible the Gemara spoke about the Shoah? The Gemara spoke about a different Shoah. The same idea. Of Chum HaBayis Rishon. I heard once from Moshe Shapiro Zatzal that he made a cheshbon that 3 million Jews died then. So it's also a Shoah. And the Gemara says over there, why are they called Anshei Knesset Gdoila, the great assembly people? What's the great thing that they did? Sheichziru Atara LeYoshna. That they brought the crown back to the king. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu called the Kodesh Baruch Hu three attributes, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibol, Vahanora. Came Yirmiyahu and said, Nochi mekarkerim behei choloi, ayenoi roisav. Noir means he's awesome. So how come the Goyim could box around and be Samigdash and do their terrible things? They're not afraid of him. So I'm not saying Noir. And Yirmiyahu didn't have the Shmoneh that we have today. But Yirmiyahu davened to Hashem, and he omitted the attribute of Naira. It's a pasuk. Rashi quotes it. Came Daniel, and he said, "Nochi mishavdim mebanav, ayeh gvoroisav." Look what the Goyim are doing to Am Yisrael. Where's his gvura? Where is he? Where is he? How come he allows this to happen? He omitted the attribute of Gibor, the Shema David. Right? He took up a gibor. Came Anshei Knesset Gdoila and said, before I tell you what Anshei Knesset Gdoila say, what is Godel they didn't start up with? The attribute of Godel, what does Godel mean? When I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Godel, what do I mean to say? And just to clarify this point before we go on. It's a side point. But what does Godel mean? Big? Mid of Chesed. How do you know?
You said it before.
Yeah, okay.
I heard it before.
But what's the marker? Ramesh Shapiro is called. What are we called? No. Well, that's a dogma. Rashi and Chumash. And Pashas Vayeschanan. Ata achilot al arus is God lecha. Zu midas tuvcha. That's what he will call. It's mefarish. Okay, but that's not a sugya today. Came Anshei Knesset Gdoila and they said, Adrabah. On the contrary, you know what's his gvura? That he allows terrible things to happen, but Koivishitzoi. What's called the Gibor? When sometimes you don't answer back, that's the biggest Gvura. Ezu Gibor Koivishitzoi. Because one can stop it with the flick of a finger. And he doesn't. Even though it's so painful, that's his Gvura. And what's his Noira? Shil Malay Moro, Heich Uma Achas Yechola Liskayim Ben Yomois. If it wouldn't have been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was awesome, How could one nation exist amongst the other 70? Chazal compared in one place to one sheep surrounded by 70 wolves. Let me add 70 hungry wolves. So how long does that sheep have to live? Al pi dechateva. One sheep surrounded by 70 wolves. 2 seconds? 3 seconds? That's how much we should have lived al pi dechateva. And how come not? Because they're afraid. My boy said, there's a gavaldic insight here of Chazal. That's what I have to think about. Let's take the Jews in Poland or Russia 100 years ago. There were 3 million in Poland. I think the same number or more in Russia. The Polish people did not like us. Okay, it's not politically correct to say it today. You can go to jail if you say it in Poland. But that's a mitzvah. But we lived there for 1,000 years. How come they didn't get up and kill us? What stopped them? Public opinion would have endorsed it. We were blamed for all whatever that's going on, we were blamed for. So why did they kill us? They did a pogrom here, a pogrom there. They weren't tzaddikim. But they never had an official policy, let's kill Jews. Why not? What stopped them? What stopped them? Moralities? No. Says the Gemara, they're afraid. Afraid of whom? Of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If not consciously, subconsciously. That's like they're not killing us. When we daven Shmoneh Esrei, this is not just philosophy, chavre. When we say Shmoneh Esrei, we're going to daven Ma'ariv B'Mirat Hashem today, hopefully, and we're going to say Nora. And you know what I have to have in mind when I say Nora? That Kodesh Baruch Hu is awesome. And you know how come I can say he's awesome? Because how come the goyim in England aren't killing us? How come now they're not killing us? Because they like us? The Labour Party likes us? Why come they're not killing the Jews? How come the Grim in America aren't killing us? Well, if they're going to kill the Jews in America, they're going to have to kill half of Capitol Hill. Do you know that's how it was in Germany also? How come throughout our long, long history, only twice there was an official policy, let's kill all Jews? That's very little, twice out of 2,000 years. Enough. Why didn't it happen once a month?
That's enough.
Of course, from our perspective, 100%. Why did the Goyim do it more often? Says the Gemara, they're afraid. Afraid of whom? Of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So how come twice it did happen? That's a Malek. Twice is a Malek. And what is the outstanding characteristic of a Malek? We read it in Pasha Zohar. I'm sorry?
They're not afraid.
The Lo Yareh Elokim. That's what you want to say. 100%. The Torah is made on Amalek. That's the only nation in the world who's not afraid of God. All other nations, Lishlish, Leviya, Mechza, are afraid. When we came out of Mitzrayim, Azni Velu Alfei Edom, Elei Moav Yosef Morad, Namogu kol yeshvei Knan. Haita ha'ampatia rotachat, Chazal say. Everybody was petrified. Who would start with the nation of God that experienced now 10 plagues and the splitting of the sea and getting man and uncovered? Who would do it? One nation who's not afraid of God. Velo yareh
Elokim. Rabbi, I'm sorry, I don't understand this. What about all the periods in history that have been...
No, there was never an official policy. Let's kill Jews.
No.
So again. I'll answer later, Pasha. I can't answer now. It wasn't an official policy. Let's kill Jews. Okay. We'll go on, Mima. Okay. Rabbi said, the Goyim says, the Vilna Goyim says, every pasuk in the Megillah is bringing out the essence of the day. What do you think is the essence of the day, of the essence of the pasuk that's brought out? The Chol Amei Haaretz Misyahadim. Ki nafal pachad ha-Yehudim aleim. So I heard from Rabbi Michal Zilber Shlita. He said, doesn't this ring a bell? That the Goyim were afraid of us. When did that happen before? When we came out of Mitzrayim. The pre-Amalek time, right? Pre-Amalek, everybody was afraid of us. Comes Purim, which is Amalek free, and the bathtub is reheated. The Ambatya is otachat again. It's supposed to echo that pasuk in Az Yosheh. Yeah, which happened over there. When Amalek's not in the world, they're petrified of us. So it happened twice. Now, how come Amalek didn't do it more often? That's still a kasha. I'm sorry? Okay. The one referring is only twice? So Amalek is not such a powerful nation, just when he has the opportunity. Is that, I'm sorry? I can't hear. Okay, so he did it twice when he had the opportunity. Rabbi, so I'll prove it to you from a Gemara. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says the very first time that Haman came to Achashverosh and told him, "I want to kill all the Jews," what did Achashverosh reply? The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, "I'm afraid of their God. Maybe he'll do to me what he did to the other ones." So Haman said, "Nah, don't be afraid. It's okay." What? You know, the Gemara is usually a Bayan Rava, Ravashi Ravina. Why are you quoting a conversation between Haman and Achashverosh? It's to bring out this nekuda, the difference between the Persian goy and the Amaleki goy. The Persian goy says, "I'm afraid of God." And the Amaleki goy says, "Nah, what are you afraid of?" Says the Maharsha in Meseches Yuma, when did Anshei Knesset HaGdolah reach this brainstorm? That they said, "Adrabba, on the contrary, his gvura is that he allows it to happen, and his noira is, how could one nation exist among 70? When did they reach this brainstorm? Says the Maharsha on Yuma, Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, as a result of Purim. That's what he says. He mentions Purim. What happened on Purim that opened their eyes to this point? Ma kara b'Purim, that we figure it out, that sees a Nora and that he is a Gibor. How can the Nevi'im didn't see it? What happened on Purim is the song we became experts on, the sound of silence. Purim showed us we could understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shtika. There's no open miracle in Purim, and we all understand it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just noticed today in the Ala Nisim, I'm not going to say any big chiddush here. The Ala Nisim, what does it say? Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther b'Shushan Abira k'shamad aleihem Haman harasha b'kesh la'ashmi la'rogavet. Yeah. U'shalom la'voyis v'tav rachamim efades atzosoy v'kilkates machshavtoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. I thought Esther and Mordechai did it. They were shluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you don't count the shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. You did it all. Wasn't it done through people? But Purim, we understand it's all him. Purim, we understand that all the people, whatever they did, it's just all bringing out the words of Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who did everything. But his name's not mentioned in the Megillah even once. And there were no open miracles. We got it. We understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's silence. Purim trained us to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's silence. Ah, so he is a Gibor in silence. It's in silence. Usually we're used to what's called Gvura, that you make it to the headlines in the newspapers. There's another kind of Gvura, which the other Gemara says in Gittin, Mi chamocha ba'elim Hashem? Says the Gemara, Micha Mocha, Ba'ilmin. Ilmin means silent. You think we're Chazal playing games? Eilim, Ilmin, just adding another mem? No. Micha Mocha Ba'ilmin means who's powerful like Hashem. And where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura shown the most? When he's quiet.
He's our
giver. What?
He's our
giver. The Gemara quotes it. The Gemara Yuma says it. Yeah. In the Mishnah Pekavis. Right? Oh, he is awesome. We notice, Purim trained us to notice subtleties. Without speaking loud, and I noticed now something before which I didn't notice before. I could communicate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's all done in silence. That's what Purim showed us. The hero's called Esther. Esther comes from the word sat there hidden. And Rabbi Yossi, I always say, I checked it out in 15 languages. The word mystery, it's our Hebrew word satar. The word mystery. I checked it out in Russian, Portuguese, Spanish, English, French, you name it. Mystery. That's Zeshelanu. The word satar. It has to be. There's no satar by going. Everything's going there. It had to come from a Jewish word. The word mystery. Esther. Purim showed us that we could communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very clear way, even though it's silence. So we could accept upon ourselves the Torah Sheba'al Peh. What was our fear initially of accepting Torah Sheba'al Peh? If everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us directly, why should I try to guess alone? Who says I'm going to get it right? But since Purim showed us that the switch has been done, and Rabbi Tetz wrote a whole book about this switch that happened in Purim. The last book, right? What is it called again?
As dawn ends the night.
That's what it, there's a change in Purim. And Purim, we notice now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to communicate anymore through Nevi'im, but we can manage. We can manage. Chacham Adif Minavi. The Ramban says, over there in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Beis, Sheyodi Misa Emes Baruch HaKadosh Bekirbam. Purim showed us that we have the ability to take a story of 9 years and notice that it's not Esther and Mordechai, it's Hefartes Atzosam V'Kilkav. You did everything. It's all you. We're not being misled by people. We understand at the end of the day is Hefartes Atzosam V'Kilkavtes Machshavtoi V'Hashivos L'Gvul Boishoi V'Soloisoi is one of the interesting. Adro said, and you hung them. The Talmud is already saying people did it. Manyan. But everything else HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, he did it. No, it's Esther did it. It's Mordechai who did it. No, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That ability to understand and to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a Kel Mistater, and who's quiet and silent, that Purim showed us we could do. So therefore, on Purim, we decided that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor and Noira in the quiet way, and we're willing to accept upon ourselves the Torah Sheba'al Peh, even though that means I got to figure out on my own what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Oh, boy, so again, when Moshe Feinstein has to decide, could you have an Erev in Manhattan or not? What's this question? So the question could be, let's learn the Gemara, is it the Shita of Chazon Ish or the Prima Gadim? True. But let's do what Al Nisim does. What's Rav Moshe Feinstein's question? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Does he want an Erev in Manhattan or not? Rav Moshe, if you could have asked him, are you a Navi? He'll say no. Are you a Ben Navi? Also no. So how do you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? How on earth, here it's very appropriate, how on earth could you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? But if you swallow enough quantities and qualities of Torah, you could figure out, Yodim Isa Emes, Baruch HaKadosh Bekirbam. Who gave us the confidence that we could do it? Purim. Because we figured out all the coincidences that were happening over a period of 9 years. We figured it all out. Ah! We could communicate with an Eberster who's quiet and silent, but very, very active. Just behind the scenes. But going back to our first question, where is there any manifestation that today we accepted the Torah upon ourselves willingly? So I don't know if it's shaykh to what we spoke about till now or not, but the Maharal says, the fact that we accepted upon ourselves Mikra Megillah, another mitzvah, Beratzon, if we were unhappy with what we had till now, why are you taking upon yourself something new? And then the Maharal in the Chidushi Halachas on Shabbos, not so known. We know his Chidushi Agadis and the Svarim he wrote in Agarta, but he wrote also Chidushi Halacha on three Masechtas, Shabbos, Psachim, Erevin. And Shabbos, when he speaks about this Gemara, he adds, you know what he adds? The Mishnah in Baba Basra, in Peregrishon. That if Reuven's Makif Shimon from three sides, so Shimon inside doesn't have to pay, because he's still open from the fourth side. Omad Nika for Godor Sarevis, Megalgin Lomasakol. But if the Nikkav built the fourth sense, the fourth fence, that means he's happy with what's being done. Then he has to go, participate with the first three. Similarly, says the Maharal, when Am Yisrael took upon himself a mitzvah willingly, that's like Omad Nikkav for Godar Zerviz. This tzushtel to Omad Nikkav for Godar Zerviz, the Maharal says only in the Chiddush HaElochas. So Mamela Rabbi Yisai, and Mikra Megillah, we do. That's the mitzvah Sayyam. That shows that we accepted the Torah upon us willingly. How does it fit in with what we spoke about till now? That's a piece of it. It's a piece of Kabbalah. I can't explain everything. No. That's not a shot. Just when you get stuck, it's always good to say it's a piece of it. It's a piece of it. How does it connect? I'm sure the way how it does connect. But the question was, something so major happened today. Where is it in Mitzvah Sayyam? Mikra Megillah is the manifestation of this whole thing. We took it upon ourselves another mitzvah. That shows we're very happy with the first mitzvahs. Omad Nikkav v'Godal Zerviz. By the way, so we also have the same question on Yom Kippur. I'm just now think about it. Matan Luchas Shnias was on Yom Kippur. Where is it mentioned once in the Tefillah? You know, Namachzer, pretty thick in Yom Kippur. If it's in English, it's double. Where is it mentioned once that there were Luchas Shnias given? And that's what all Yom Kippur started from. Where is it mentioned? Then what place in the Machzor? Where is it mentioned? Maybe the Yotzer somewhere, it's on the Piyuti. How could it be you're ignoring such a phenomenon? That's the Kash of Yom Kippur. But the test today for Purim is, we're not ignoring it. By reading the Megillah, it's Hadol Kiblu B'mech HaShverosh, that's Megale, that we accepted the whole Torah, B'Rotzen. But Purim, what are you saying? With this I'm finishing. Really showed Am Yisrael, you could understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's silence. Every yid lefun dal rosai, and you could have a very, very strong relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's on the quiet side. But he's always sending messages. Quiet means he's not verbalizing himself, but he's very, very active. You could. I had the boys in my house for Oynik Shabbos, and I asked them. This goes back about 10 years ago. And I asked them, could anybody tell, everybody should think a few minutes, Hashgacha Pratis that happened to him in his life. So this one said that story, that one said this story. And then one boy, he said, well, I don't recall any Hashgacha Pratis in my life. And I saw in a sefer that Hashgacha Pratis is only in Eretz Yisrael. So it makes sense. I said, which sefer did you see that? He says, I don't remember, but I saw it. Tell you the truth, it sounds to me a big chiddush. I never saw that before. The Hashgacha Pratis is only in Eretz Yisrael. There's maybe more of Ein Hashem, but to say there's no Hashgacha Pratis, what's that? He said, yeah, that's what I heard. Okay, he said that. And after a minute, he went to the bathroom in my house. And I'll tell you what happened. He comes out with a tissue box. Now, usually when you have a guest that comes to your house, he doesn't come out with a tissue box. He leaves a tissue box there. He came out with a tissue box. And he asked me, Rabbi, why is my father's phone number scribbled on this tissue box? I said, what number? He said, 077. It's my father's phone number. He's a travel agent. Why is this here on the tissue box? I said, I don't know. It's my wife's handwriting that I can tell you. And she said, now I'll ask her tomorrow morning. So I asked my wife next morning, why is this travel agent's number? What's his number? She told me it's a travel agent, and I had to get his number, and I didn't have anything to write on. So I wrote on the tissue box. It was in the kitchen. So how did it end up in the bathroom? It ended up in the bathroom. That's not a kasha. She understood why it's a kasha. It was here, now it's there. So it just came out that he, afterwards, this kid told me, you know, there is Hashgacha Pratis in London also. What are the chances I'm going to come into your house, take out the tissue box with my father's phone number on it? Meaning of Yisrael, because he was constantly sending us texts, emails, constantly. What's up? Call us about Shaleach. The whole time he's sending. The question is, are we sensitive enough to notice it? He's the whole time sending us messages. Purim showed us that if we want, we have that ability to do it. So we should be Zerchem Yetz Hashem to feel the messages that Kodesh Baruch is always giving over to us and to be Oyle Midalga Ledalga U'Be'ezer Hashem B'Shona Abba B'Yerushalayim Habliya. Thank you.